This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
It is music on the half shell. That's the focus. Kelly Leonard joining us from the committee. Kelly, good morning.
Good morning. I heard that weather report. Sounds amazing. And I am here by the Umpqua River watching a virtual beehive of activity as our backstage gets set up. And I was just able to grab one of our great volunteers. Marcy is with me. Marcy takes care of all of our sponsors and all of our hospitality. Morning, Marcy.
Good morning.
So Kyle, Marcy is one of the many people that help with the committee backstage. We could not do it without her or all the great volunteers that we have.
Well, obviously, it takes a lot of people to make this happen.
Yeah, and like I said, Marcy's one of them. How many years have you been with us at Half Shell?
17 years.
Yeah, I see. We have dedication here. Tonight, we've got a great show with that great weather report you talked about. A lot of people are out putting out blankets this morning, but there's going to be plenty of room for some great rock and roll and blues, great singer-songwriter out of Austin, Texas tonight, Ian Moore.
Ian Moore. It's going to be awesome. We got the baseball team down here helping us every morning and at night, and they are terrific.
Yeah, we were really pleased to have the Clint Newell baseball team down here. They're a great group of young men helping us. So it's all going. We've got three more shows to go, and we're looking forward to everybody joining us tonight.
Well, it's been going on for so many years, bringing in people not just local, but people from way out of the area as well.
Well, this year we've had a real international tinge to it. We've had some great New Orleans music. Last week, if you missed it, we had one of my favorite groups we've had in a long time called Daka Braka. We've got, like I said, three more shows to go. We've got some Irish group coming up in 2 weeks, and Ian Moore tonight. So it's typical summer in the park with great music, all for free, thanks to all the great volunteers that we have.
And we've got a lot of people that are coming from out of town. I know Eugene is coming down here tonight to see him and coming up from Grants Pass.
And talk about the food options for people tonight.
Well, an option that we see a lot is that people bring their own picnic and do their own thing. But also, we have, Marcy, about five or six food trucks up there?
Yes, great. Granny's Hut. We've got, oh, my gosh.
Tacos.
Yeah.
So you've got all kinds of different Rolling Thunder, a lot of different food that you can have. So if you don't want to make your own food tonight, come just go to some of the food trucks and enjoy everything from tacos to ice cream and in between.
And the benefit that you don't have other days of the year, you can bring wine or beer.
That's correct.
Absolutely.
We have a great relationship with a very generous city of Roseburg, and they make it possible for us to do that here within the park confines on these Tuesday nights.
What's one of your favorite elements about these concerts? You've gotten to so many of them.
Well, I've been involved for about 25 years. Marcy said 17 years. Marcy,
I would just see people up dancing, enjoying company, being with family and friends, their interaction with the band. It's great.
Yeah, I mean, we talked about the backstage volunteers and the committee members, but I agree with Marcy. It's the people who come and enjoy this every Tuesday night, this free concert. We've got multiple generations that show up now with kids and grandkids. And like Marcy said, people come from out of town. So it's really, really fun to see all of the people enjoying that here in the park.
And talk about how all this is paid for.
It's with our sponsors. They are so generous, and we've got over 78 of them this year, and it's amazing what they do for our community.
And Marcy would know because she is the person who takes care of all of our sponsors backstage. When you see them coming up on stage for some recognition, it's Marcy and her team make them very happy backstage and make sure that they get all coordinated. So 78 we have this year?
Yes, 78.
Amazing, amazing. Yeah. So that's how it gets paid for, Kyle. Plus, of course, we pass the buckets every week, and our patrons are very, very generous.
And Music on the Half Shell is kind of unique that you can do that funding model and have it last for this many years. It's not, not every community's been able to do that.
We've been very fortunate with Marcy just said it takes a village. She's absolutely right. We're watching the squadron of the baseball guys leaving right now. They show up here every Tuesday morning, and there's got to be 25 of them, and they work really hard. So it is unique, and it's because everybody pitches in. They see the value of this for the community and for the quality of life here.
And tonight, again, talk about Ian Moore.
Well, Ian Moore is out of Austin, Texas. He's been on the circuit for a long time, open for a lot of names that you and I would know, including the Stones. You're going to see a combination of great blues, great rock and roll.
Great guitar.
Great guitar player.
Great guitar player.
So if you're a blues fan, a rock and roll fan, like to see some good guitar, he's got a very eclectic group that travels with him. So I think he's going to be one of our best shows this year.
Yes.
All right, very
Absolutely.
Good. Ian Moore, tonight, Music on the Half Shell. Kelly, anything else you want to share with people?
No, but just like I said, people are coming down, bringing down blankets, but I am looking, and there is plenty of room, so don't be shy. Yep. Come on down during the day or bring your blanket right around 6 o'clock. Get ready for our 7 o'clock free show here on the banks of the Umpqua River.
All right, Kelly and Marcy down at Music on the Half Shell. Guys, thanks for being on this morning.
Woo-hoo, thank you.
See you tonight.
All right, 8:37 at the Morning Report.